Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Lomaby. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Lomaby. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Brandon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bucky Brandon. And now, play ball. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Ryan and he is safe. Buford steals second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brandon fields it and throws to third for the out. Agee moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Foy moves to second. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Josephson reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Adair reaches second base with a double. Josephson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamabee hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Petrocelli moves to second. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott scores. Petrocelli moves to third. Ryan moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli scores. Ryan moves to third. Brandon moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foy hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ryan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brandon scores. Tartabull moves to third. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 1 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive towards third. Foy catches it and throws to first to double up Stroud. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott is hit by the pitch. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ryan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brandon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Josephson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Foy moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Foy moves to third. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Adair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Adair reaches second base with a double. Causey moves to third. Dennis Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to home for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones strikes out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Petrocelli hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brandon takes first base on ball 4. Ryan moves to second. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards second. Jones picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jones. Ward moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Josephson hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foy moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-3 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. There goes Foy. The throw from Josephson and Foy is out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Causey strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Steidel pinch hits for Dennis Higgins. Marv Steidel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steidel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stroud hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ryan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Greg Bolo now pitching. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ryan hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brandon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli moves to third. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Petrocelli scores. Brandon moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones misplays the ball. That's an error on Jones. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Pete Ward. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Al Weiss pinch runs for Dwayne Josephson. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a line drive towards first. Scott catches it and steps on first to double up Weiss. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Al Weiss now playing second base. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-4 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. John Wyatt now pitching. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Bradford moves to second. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Buford reaches second base with a double. Bradford scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.